Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, if you follow Fesshole like over a million other people, you know that it's kind of a confession box for the internet, but the confessions are definitely not the type that you're going to be telling to your local priest. The social media sensation is also available in the real world, and it's coming to the Laughter Lounge in Dublin tomorrow night. And on the line right now, I have got the creator of Fesshole, Rob Manuel. Rob, how are you today?
I'm doing incredibly well. It's really exciting to be invited onto this radio station, Laura. Very happy to be here.
Well, we're delighted you're here, to be honest. I'm a big fan of the page. And
oh, thank you so much.
You get incredible confessions from people. But over the years, you have heard all of the most embarrassing bits of hundreds of thousands of people's lives. What do you think that you've learned about humanity during that process?
Well, the main thing I've learned is humanity is incredibly funny. People are funny. It's not just professionals in this area. My guess is about one in three people is quite funny. One in 100 is probably a comedy genius who would definitely be on TV if they could be bothered to put the work in. People are just amazing.
It really seems like a simple idea, but you've now got a book out of it and you've got a live tour. It's kind of like having a Christmas number one when one of your ideas just takes off on the internet.
It's exactly like that. I mean, you know, if it was still the 1980s, I'd be touring a fax machine because I'm a complete chancer. But yeah, it just took off. It was amazing. I just bunged it out there and people were like, I really like this. And I was like, are you sure? And it's like, yeah. You know, there was like 10,000 followers in a week. And then, you know, 5 years later, it's 1 million followers. It's been an absolutely incredible ride to have like such a trivial idea. Just type in a confession. I'll read them and publish them. And it's just taken off. Yeah. You know, I'm happy to have the, maybe I could turn it into a Christmas one. Maybe that'll be the next one.
Maybe it could be the Christmas number one. Imagine trying to sing people's confessions. Oh God, that sounds fantastic.
I'll give it a go. For the next show, I'll be on there with my guitar. I'm playing E minor.
We're quite used to podcasts at the minute doing live shows. They've become very popular. But as I think I know, you were the only one doing a Twitter feed as a live show.
I don't know if I am the only one, but I think everyone should get out there and tour their Twitter accounts. You know, that rates dog one, that should be a show, shouldn't it? You know, everyone should take their dogs into a studio and then go, yeah, that's a really nice dog. You know, that'd be better than Croft. So everyone get out there, tour your Twitter account.
Well, not everyone, let's be honest. even
those horrible ones that reply that, like, you know, all the reply guys, get them touring. Imagine. Get all the ones that are those.
I think you're onto something here, if I'm being honest. Look, it's not just rude stuff that you're saying. It can be anything from heartfelt to hilarious. But what are your personal favourite types of confessions that come into the page?
Well, you mentioned the rude ones. I absolutely do love the rude ones, you know. But it's not if I can do one rude one, I'll try and do it safely. They're like, there's one I absolutely adored where there was this guy listening to noises through the wall, and he thought it was this the exciting sounds of people getting it on, and he thought he would join in his own solo way, and then he eventually realised it was the sounds of a pigeon that he was enjoying. Like, I absolutely adored that one. I love the petty acts of revenge that people use to keep their jobs interesting. There was one that went, I'm a bus driver. If I'm having a bad day at work, I look in the mirror whilst driving and then I mutter to myself, you're all terrible word, aren't you? And then I tap the brakes twice so they all nod. I mean, that's just amazing.
I've been on that bus.
I've been driving that bus before I didn't have to do that anymore. I could run a Twitter account. I love the drama ones. There's been this one today that was yesterday. That's now done 10 million views and it's just pure drama. And it went, my boyfriend's been cheating. So I joined a dating site I found on there and I've been catfishing him. And he's due to meet the other me in 10 minutes time, blissfully unaware that I'm there with his suitcases of his clothes whilst my dad is changing our locks. It's just the pure drama of that. It's amazing stuff.
This is something
I love it.
I'm fully invested in that. But do you ever worry sometimes when they come in if they're true or not? Or is it, you know, bending the truth sometimes makes for a great story?
Well, it's mostly about comedy. And so the thing is that what I try and do is I try and make sure that they're possible. You know, I'm not going to put something live that is not possible. But the nature of it, I'm asking people to submit the extraordinary moments in their lives. And so if you're coming at it from the point of view going, well, it's not that likely, I'm asking for those one in a million moments, you know? Yeah. And it is fundamentally, it's entertainment, but there's a hell of a lot of truth in there because people DM me afterwards sometimes going and giving me more of that story. And I'm going, you're breaking the anonymity of it.
Stop it.
You're ruining everything.
Do you think that it's about the anonymous confessions that like appeals to people making them and reading them? The fact that it is so anonymous.
Yeah, I think the anonymity, you know, we live in a world where, you know, if you post on Facebook that you're having a terrible day, this might be read by your boss because you're probably friends with your boss on Facebook. And so anonymity is incredibly important in this hyper-connected world. But also people really, really want an audience. Social media offers the promise to be heard, but for loads of people, it simply doesn't work. And a platform like Fessel allows people to be heard by thousands, if not millions. And this can create some extraordinary moments where people use it to do things like sharing how they see pictures of their parents who are now dead on Google Maps, and they sometimes go on Google Maps to walk around to see their dead parents. And then, because that's then published to so many people, people then share their own pictures of their parents that they've found on Google Maps. You know, it creates these moments that couldn't happen in any other way.
Yeah, people are always looking for a community in some way, shape or form.
Absolutely.
We said there about the anonymity of it all, but how is that going to work in the laughter lounge? Like, do people go from anonymous to public confessions?
We just poke out their eyes. It's as simple as that. No. Obviously, what we do is... people who are coming to the show, we ask them to fill in a form before they come for their confession, and they can tick on the box, do you want to be anonymous in the room or not? And so the ones that are anonymous in the room, we put on the screen and it's not clear who they are. And other people, you know, if they want to say who they are, we're running around with a microphone, you know, so we do a bit of both in the show.
Oh, my God. Sorry, this is actually just dawned on me that you could quite possibly see the people who the confessions belong to.
But absolutely.
Then, but otherwise, the ones that are really, really, really bad, you know that they're sitting in the room beside you.
Absolutely. Yeah. It could be anyone. Yeah, exactly. And that's definitely a bit of a shtick I'll fall into in the show. Go, could be any one of you. It could be, is it you, sir? Is it you? kind of thing. But you get people turning up who've actually confessed on the account themselves, who just want to be part of it again. And they'll go, oh, that one was me. And like, you know, I remember in Manchester, we had a lady who turned up who had confessed about how her left-wing politics had turned her son Tory. she wanted to have it out in the public and have a conversation about it. And I was happy to give her that platform.
Needed to talk to people about it. You have done a bunch of live shows. But is there, like, I know you mentioned Manchester there and you're coming to Dublin now. Like, do you notice that there is a certain type of story coming up depending on where you are?
Well, one of the things I do is I do a survey of the of people who've bought the tickets. And so I've got data on every single location now. And so now I know that Glasgow has had the most affairs. It's normally about 25% of people will confess to having an affair. But in Glasgow, it was 44%. So if that interests you, you can nip over to Glasgow. Whereas Belfast had the most people peeing in the sink. It's normally around 60%, but in Belfast it went up to 75%. I don't know what your perceptions are in Dublin of Belfast, if that changes them or reaffirms them. It's up to you.
I never thought about it, but now I'm not going to be able to think about it when I meet someone from Belfast.
Just hold your nose, you know. Northampton was like the most bizarre, because like Northampton was like, it was like a whole family turned up with all confessions, all outdoing each other. Like there was like this guy who was saying he was bad dad and he wanted to talk about the horrible things that he was been doing with an underwear drawer, which I will not say in a public forum.
Don't think you
and
can.
Then his daughter was like there saying, I can say this one, was like wanting to outdo it and saying about how she had been snorting their grandmother's ashes at the funeral.
Oh my gosh.
And it's just like this family of just absolute retrobates going, yay, we're terrible us. So steer clear of Northampton, I'd say.
Oh my God. Rob, the live show is the showbiz glamour, but what is your day job like? Like, how many do you have to read a day before you publish them?
I get between 200 and 400 a day, and I publish 16. And
oh my
so,
gosh.
Yeah, it's a lot of reading. And I think it's my job, my lot in life, you know, to get the upside of like getting a few quid from selling tickets and from selling the books. It has to be me reading them. And yeah. I do think in a sense that this editorial choice does affect what people submit. You know, it's like if you're running a letters page in a newspaper, you might get the green ink from Tunbridge Wells kind of thing because you're publishing those ones. And because I publish like trend towards the funny ones, you get more and more funny ones come in, you know, and that's my job in life.
Rob Manuel, it's great to be honest. You are the creator of Fessel. If anybody's just joining us wondering what we're talking about, thank you so much for joining with me today. How can people get to see you in Dublin tomorrow night?
Well, it's on the 18th of April, tomorrow night at the Laughter Lounge in Dublin. If you just Google Fessel tickets, You'll find the tickets. But Laughter Lounge, it's on social media. You can turn up and buy a ticket outside the show.
Amazing.
Just come. You'll have a great time. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to meet Dublin.
Yeah, it sounds like an absolute hoot. Thank you so much, Robin. Best of luck at the show tomorrow night.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.